The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. And after inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook. The doors flew open, and the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, Do no harm to yourself. We're all here. He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved. So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God. The word of the Lord. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Because of your kindness and your truth, you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, Now I am going to the one who sent me. And not one of you asks, Where are you going? But because I told you this, grief was filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. The Gospel of the Lord. Five years ago or so, I had a chance to be in Philippi, in where Paul and Silas was, and I got to see the prison where they were kept. And again, Philippi was right on the coast, and it's not anymore, but in those days it was. And when you see, it was a big city, if you will, and there is this prison. And often, I've often thought about and meditated on this first reading, because they were beaten horribly. And then after they were beaten horribly and then thrown into the middle of a dark cell, and it's midnight, you would think they would be exhausted and just sleep and just complain about everything that happened. But instead, they sing hymns of praise to God. They praise God. And when they praised God and they got over themselves, then they were set free. And I just think it has so much to do with us in the Christian life and the spiritual life. The more we stay focused on ourselves and our pain, and if we complain and we bellyache about all the bad things that are happening, we stay in our bondage. But when we get over ourselves and we praise God no matter the circumstance, that's when we can be set free. If anyone had a right to complain that night, it was Paul and Silas. But they praised God and were set free. And not only were they set free, the jailer and his family were set free. See what happens when we praise God. So let's praise God no matter the circumstance. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God these our needs and our